The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The New Yorker's theater critic Hilton Alls has been watching actress Michelle Williams at work for years. She's only 35, but she's been a professional actress for more than half her life. Williams has appeared in movies, mostly small, independent ones, and on stage as Sally Bowles in Cabaret a couple of years ago, and right now in David Harrower's play Blackbird. Hilton caught up with Michelle Williams before a performance of Blackbird backstage at the Belasco Theater.
Dorm room or something. It feels very bare bones in here.
Her dressing room is small and hot, and she keeps a humidifier running just to stay limber. There's a photo or two of her daughter, Matilda.
She still believes. She honestly believes. It's getting harder and harder, but she believes in fairies. She believes in Santa Claus, but she's wearing a training bra. So, and she needs, I mean, she is in, like, both worlds. I wish it would never end. It's just everything, like, all exploding at once, and I love it.
Williams says her daughter is often at the theater after school.
She has her own little room.
But she doesn't know much about the play.
Listen to it. She just knows, like, bad things happen, and she's not allowed to see it.
She's not allowed.
But, man, I mean, that kid is just... Like,
there's a lot of plays you might not want to take your 10-year-old to, but Blackbird has got to stand out. It deals with the aftermath of pedophilia and sexual abuse. Michelle Williams' character is named Una, a young woman who confronts Ray, a much older man who's played by Jeff Daniels. 15 years earlier, Una and Ray had a sexual relationship, and Una was just 12 years old. Williams is on stage for the entire hour and a half performance, and when she first read the play, she couldn't let it go.
It had the defining quality for me that means, well, time to go to work. I don't know if I can do this. That means I have to try. Mm-hmm. It is the thing that gets me out of bed if I don't know how to do it. I read this, I saw the 6-page monologue in the middle, and I thought, I have no idea how to approach this. I must try it.
After I wrote about the play, I wanted to know how you did it. How did you go into this character? And what did you have to use to find her?
The play. And it's really where I found her. Like, I'll often do, like, a lot of extracurricular research for a movie. Books, articles, watch things, read things. And this is really, was really just a process of, like, I spent so much time with the play. I started learning the monologue 3 months before we started rehearsing. Mm-hmm. So the words were, like, a current running through me. And everything that I understood about her, I gleaned from the play itself.
Right.
She walks in with a lot of authority and a lot of ideas about how things are going to go and a lot of gumption and a lot of guts. And, like, there is a survivor who walks on that stage, but it's a cobbled together self that falls apart over the course of their conversation.
That's the performing that I love. When I saw you in Cabaret, I loved her so much. And at the same time, I knew it was how Isherwood had conceived her. I think what I wrote was, I said she clatters along like a typewriter, like she just kind of keeps beating herself in this way. And you have this ability to make intimacy happen in an imperfect way.
That's the best compliment I've ever received. It's what I see in life.
Yeah.
It's what I see in the world, and it's what I seems true to me, and it's what I want to offer as, like, that's how I observe things, that's how I experience life, that it's full of these cracks and imperfections.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can be really jarring and difficult to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like Isherwood said about Sally, she had the vocabulary and mentality of a 12-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
Comic to the point of ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of person, that can be a lot to take. But I like making those gambles and saying, like, how much can I push? Can you love this person?
Because
mm-hmm. loving people is, like, the hardest thing to figure out. And
yes.
So I really am intrigued in playing characters to push as far as I can the limits of an audience ability to love them.
Yes.
Because I find, like, that's what life is really about. When you're, like, in an intimate relationship with somebody, like, can I love them in their totality?
Yes. Was there ever any alternative to you from performing? Like, if you hadn't found performing, what do you think you would have done?
God knows. I hate to think what would have happened to me if I hadn't. My work has slowly become something that I can really, like, a string that I can hold on to when there's not a lot of, like, ground underneath me.
Mm-hmm.
And it has really carried me through so much. And if I weren't doing this, I mean, I would probably just, I would be a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really imagine, I don't think there's a job where you can just read books all day. I don't think that exists. This has turned out to be, I don't know. I don't even know if I really was destined for it in any way. I was really terrible when I started out. I mean, really a truly terrible actress.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't
gifted because I didn't know anything. I didn't have any examples of it.
Right.
I had a desire for escapism, expression, words. I've always loved words. I had those desires, but I didn't know how to form a craft around them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I auditioned for 2 years as a kid and I didn't get a single job.
2 years.
For 2 years. You gotta be
pretty resilient.
Pretty resilient and pretty nuts to, like, stick it out. Pretty desperate or something.
But you just knew that it was a way to talk, really.
I knew it was a way to talk. I knew I could use somebody else's words to communicate feelings that were confusing to me.
Are you thinking about something else moving forward, theater-wise?
I want to keep building on what I know. I mean, I do this because when I took Cabaret and I did it for almost a year, I said to myself, you know, I don't know what's going to happen and I don't exactly know how to do this, but I know that I'll be better. I know that no matter what happens, if I fail horribly, if I embarrass myself, if I let myself down, I will be a better actor when I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's worth the risk.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can continue to do this for a long time. And I'm tired, but I don't want to stop learning. I don't really know what's going to happen mm-hmm. after the show is over. We're still just, trying to get through the next, not trying to get through. I mean, we're lucky to.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is the work of my dreams.
Actress Michelle Williams talking with the New Yorker's Hilton Alls. You can find out more about the play Blackbird at newyorkerradio.org.